Not my father built this house. It was his timber, his sawmill, and his planer mill. He owned a huge sawmill. They don't have that kind of mills anymore. It was a huge, what they call the drive wheel, that all the other wheels were connected with belts, you know. See, there'd be a rod up here, a steel rod, long, like pole thing, and all these other, this big belt went to it, and then all these other belts were fastened onto that, some which way. And he was his own sawyer. He did all the sewing. And the fireman, it was a huge, huge firebox. And all the slabs that was cut off the sides of the log that they couldn't use for anything, that's what he cut up so it would, and he kept the fire going, keep up steam.
That's the firebox that you
had the fire in? Yeah, the firebox at the sawmill. It was a huge firebox. And the mill was run by steam. They don't have those kind anymore. He had it at Leoma, he had stacks of lumber all over half of Leoma nearly. And the other sawmill men, in the, there were lots of sawmill men at that time. And he and three men had the railroad company wouldn't build a spur for them to put their timber, their cars on to put the timber in. So I don't know why, but three of the sawmill men, Papa and two others, they kept on, and finally they did get them to do it. I guess they thought to run enough sawmill, it wouldn't pay or something. But anyway, they finally got them to do it, and they built this spur for them to put their, and Papa had lots of men working for him, cutting timber, logging it. He had four oxen. He had two to this log wagon and two to this other log wagon. And then he had horses on to some of the log wagons. He had men working at the mill. And he had men hauling this lumber and stacking it to dry. And he had men to, when it was time to ship it, to haul it to the, and put it in the boxcars. And Mr. Striblin was the supposed to have been the richest man in Lawrence County. And he got some kind of deal. And he was making money off of every foot of lumber that these other men were selling. And he is sitting up there, president of the bank, and getting money out of every man's work. So Papa found that out. And he and these three men that were big lumber men too, they went to St. Louis and they got contracts and they cut Mr. Striblin out completely. They sent their contracts direct to them. Oh boy. People can get rich in a dishonest way, can't they?
Yeah.
To me, that sounded dishonest, getting money off of other people.
Me, that
I'd like to get an idea of what the house that you grew up in looks like. If you could sort of...
Oh, you've seen pictures of one-room log houses.
Well, this...
It was just a one-room... I'm an artist. It was just a one-room house. I mean, the log house part was just one room. And then there was a side room that was built out of lumber for the kitchen and dining room.
How did it go then?
And it fronted west. And the kitchen was on the east side,